Rays looking to take 2 of 3 from the Reds at home. Parks and Recreation Day at the Trop. Malik Smith came into this one riding an 11-game hitting streak. He was up in the fourth inning with the Rays already in front 2-0.
Smith, left-handed batter. Hit one right over the third baseman's head for a base hit his first time up, and he rips this one into right field. Shebler's got it. Robertson will score from second base. The throw back into Jeanette. And Jeanette will just hold on to the baseball, and it's 3-0 Rays. Left-hander Jose Alvarado coming into the ball game for the Rays. The hard-throwing left-hander coming on for the 20th time. He is 0-2 with a 5.29 ERA. 17 innings, 14 hits, 6 walks, 11 strikeouts.
Now Scott Shebler hit a long home run to left center in the fifth, his 20th of the year, and now hopeful of coming out with a big two-out hit. And with the walk to Suarez, it moves a tying run into scoring position. And Kevin Cash, a Rays manager, not happy because he's not happy with a hope-for expectation that Alvarado will end the inning. Apparently, will get somebody back up and throwing again. Here's Devin Mesoraco, 0-2. So the Reds spotted him a 3-0 lead and trying to come back as they did on the Reds last night with runners in scoring position entering this game with only 3 hits. Sucre sends out the sign and Alvarado sends in the pitch. Struck him out swinging and the inning is over. Got him with a breaking ball down. Side retired, but the Reds inch a run closer. They lead 3, but as we head to the bottom of the 6th, it's now 3-2 Rays on the Cincinnati Bell Reds Radio Network.
Left-hander Wandy Peralta coming out of the Reds bullpen as he comes on for the 32nd time here in 2017. A 3-1 record, 3.19 ERA for Peralta.
2 out. That pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Corey Dickerson. Lined into shallow center, and that's a hit. Here comes the runner, and they score on a 2-out single by Dickerson, and they get the 2-run lead back. We talked and talked and talked about how this guy can hit left-handed pitching, and he does it again. Right now, Tampa Bay is doing what the Reds have not been able to do for the most part all day, and that's get big hits with 2 out. Steven Souza Jr., here's a smash, base hit. Into center field, another run is going to come around. And another big 2-out hit for the Tampa Bay Rays, who now enjoy a 5-2 lead. 1-0, another left-handed bat for the edification of Wandy Peralta and Logan Morrison. And that one is hit into right center field. They're chasing, and they won't get it. That'll bring 2 more runs in. And it is now 7-2 in favor of Tampa Bay.
The Rays go on to win it 8-3. They take 2 of 3 in the series. Trevor Plouffe, who joined the club on Tuesday, went deep in the fourth for his 8th homer of the year. Steven Souza Jr. was 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs. The Reds lose the series and have now dropped 9-of-10 overall. After the game, Brian Price spoke about the loss.
Yeah, it was a lot of pitches for 5 innings of work. You know, I thought he had pretty good stuff. He had a really good two-seam fastball. He had some called third strikes on the right-handers, bringing it back on the outside corner. That pitch has really evolved this year. I think it's going to be a big help to him. But he did throw a lot of pitches. You know, he had to throw a lot of pitches to get his outs, and it just made sense there after 5. He'd only given up 3 runs, but there had been some base paths have been traveled fairly well. I think he had, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 11 or 12 base runners over the course of that time. So it was a good time to get him out.
With the relievers, is there any worry about overwork or overuse? I mean, I know you've had to use them quite a bit.
Yeah, you know what, it's the thing that we've been able to do is spread it out. You know, it's there's been gaps for Lorenzen and Iglesias of 3 or 4 days, and then there's a period of 4 days where they're in 2 games and hot in another one. We tried to stay away from using guys 3 days in a row. It's on a rare occasion that's happened. But everyone's getting a lot of work. Usually you'll have a length guy that may not pitch for a while, which was the case when Reed and Stevenson were up. But now it seems like everybody's in the mix. You know, so Bryce is a regular. You know, he's getting more regular work. And certainly with Storen and Cingrani and whole group is nobody's, you know, getting a lot of regular rest. And I don't know if it's critical at this point. But we'd like to see, certainly like to see a lot more 6-7 inning outings. And truth be told, I mean, you know, we're starting to talk about 6-inning outings as being successful, you know, and maybe the game's evolving. It's changing that way where you decide the last 9 outs will be, you know, knocked down by your bullpen. But I still, you know, still am a believer that, man, if you got guys that can pitch deep in the game, you have a fresh bullpen to finish the game off with when you need them. So I'm a big fan, and I think I'll always believe in that as long as I'm here. I know is trying to build a rotation of guys that throw, you know, 200 plus innings.
Tim Adelman took the loss on the hill. He falls to 4-4. He went 5 innings, allowing 3 earned runs on 7 hits. He did strike out 7, and he spoke after the game.
It's really important. It's what winning teams do. So that's my goal every time out is to go in as deep into the game as possible. And today didn't do that, but one thing to take away from it is didn't really have great stuff today. Had a couple bad breaks, and the team still had a chance to win when I came out. As you hinted, I mean, obviously we want to go deeper, but if you feel like you got maybe like your C game that day and the team still has a shot to win, that's kind of something you can take away as far as the positive goes in a game like today.
You said your stuff wasn't quite there. Is the walks kind of a result of not feeling confident in some of your stuff?
I think the walks were a result of some mechanical stuff that I've been going through. Just been rushing to the plate just a little bit instead of driving the ball down through the zone. But today, we had a ball go off the catwalk that was otherwise a pop-up to the catcher. And so that led to a walk, and then missed a swing on a 2-2 pitch that led to a walk. So certainly I got to pitch better, and that's the chief reason for the walks. But definitely got to get a couple things to go your way, and I didn't get that today.
The Reds have an off day on Thursday before visiting the Nationals Friday. Luis Castillo will be on the bump in the series opener against Steven Strasburg.